Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices that are located at Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding of adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it truly is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we are really thankful for you to be listening in today. I am excited that today we are talking about the process of choosing adoptive parents, and that would be from the perspective of a woman who did just that, and that would be the birth mother's perspective. So let me welcome Heather to today's show. Heather, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm great. Thank you. Good morning. I appreciate you. Appreciate you coming today onto the podcast to talk about your experience with adoption. I know that you chose adoption for your baby when you found yourself in an unplanned pregnancy. Could you tell us, Heather, how long ago was that?
Just a little over 2 months ago.
Okay. So pretty recently, actually.
Yes,
do you mind, this is obviously a personal topic for you as it is for, you know, a lot of women who may be listening right now. Could you or would you mind sharing a little bit about why you felt adoption was best?
Because I wasn't in the position to provide my son with the life that he deserved. So my aunt had went through the process of getting a baby, and I thought it would be an awesome opportunity to help a family have a baby.
Okay. It makes a lot of sense. You know, it's not uncommon for a woman to find herself in a position of a pregnancy that wasn't planned for, and that she, for a variety of very personal reasons, feels that she's not ready to do this. And it's interesting to hear from you about the other side of that. You had some adoption experience within your family.
Yes.
Being that your aunt had adopted. So let's talk about selecting the adoptive parents for your baby. What was that process like for you, Heather?
It was nice. The profiles that they give you, the insight of their lives, how much family means to them, just all the information that you get between the profiles and the books and the videos, if the prospective parents do the videos, which I thought was very helpful. And it's just awesome to see how, you know, your child would be taken care of and what kind of family and life experiences they would have.
So you were able to read the profiles and the words of the adoptive parents themselves and see their pictures. And you were also able to see videos. Talk about that. What was this process? Was it, would you say that it was nerve wracking and scary, or a little bit exciting, or a little bit of both? Describe that for us, Heather.
I think it was all of that, you know, because having to do a video of yourself and, you know, talk in front of the camera about what you are and what you believe in and what you care about, you know, that has to be nerve wracking. And like, if you don't do it right, then, you know, what if they don't like it? You know, you have all the questions and everything, and you just want to put your best face forward. And I just think it's really special that people do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so many emotions that you go through from the birth part, you know, the birth parents part to the adoptive parents perspective in part two.
Right. I think it's really great that you're seeing or you're able to see both sides of that. You had your own emotional experience and perspective, and, you know, it sounds like you were even able to think about that through their viewpoint as well, which is really special and unique. Heather, mm-hmm. what were you looking for as you were in the process of selecting adoptive parents? What was it that was important to you?
A young couple, stable, good home, good education, belief in love and religion, you know, stuff like that. What they would do with the children, if they would be with an open adoption to where the child would know about me and my side of the family, and if they're going to wait until the child is older, you know.
Mm-hmm. Those are all very important things, and you're weighing out all of these things, and you're looking at profiles and watching videos, and I'm curious what may have surprised you about the adoptive family profiles as you were looking through them.
How a lot of them wanted to do the open adoption, and the one that really stuck out was how they put they wanted the adoption to be as open as a birth mother wanted it to. Usually it's the opposite, you know, because when the child goes to the adoptive parents, it's like their child and their life and how much they want to share. And they... some adoptive parents want to be as open as the birth parent wants to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it makes sense that that may have been surprising to you. I think that's something that surprises a lot of women as they're in the profile process of selecting a family. But interestingly enough, there are many adoptive parents, prospective adoptive parents, who do also desire that because they believe mm-hmm. that it's in the best interest of the child too. So I'm glad that
right.
you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you can think of off the top of your head that may have surprised you as you were looking through profiles?
No, not really. I just really liked the pictures and all the information and, you know, the time and effort that they put to letting you know how they would be with your child. I just think.
Mm-hmm. And I know we were just, oh, good. Okay, that makes sense. We were just mentioning openness, and I wanted to take a few extra minutes to talk about that. That is an aspect of adoption that many people are surprised to learn about. And it sounds like you were kind of surprised that there were adoptive parents that were interested too. How did you feel about openness at that time? Is this concept that was new to you as you were learning more about adoption?
No, because of the history I have with my aunt and how special their relationship is with the birth mother and them. They have a very special connection to where their birth mother is the godmother of the child and everything. So, and sometimes with open adoption, you get like one or two visits a year and the pictures and the letters. And with mine, I got very lucky to where the family already did a visit with us, and we have a Facebook account that we go on to see him and stuff like that. So, and I think it's real important that there's an openness, and because I believe it affects the child in a positive way. That way, you know, they're not led to believe one thing, and then when they're older, they find out another, and, you know, they question, like, so mm-hmm. I think it's important that there is an openness that way. The child doesn't get confused and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you mentioned, confusion. Sometimes we hear from women who aren't sure how they feel about openness, maybe is the best way to say it, because they're afraid that it would be confusing to the child to have the birth mother in some way involved or having contact. And also, obviously, the child being raised by the adoptive parents. What are your thoughts or feelings about that, about, you know, some people who worry that openness could be confusing?
I guess you just got to follow what your heart believes and what you feel is best for the child, considering all the situations of how the adoption might have came around, stuff like that. So I think you just got to go by every case of how the adoption was done and why, and some reasons.
Heather, as you were making your adoption plan, what things would you say worried you the most? What things kind of, I don't know, I guess worried is the best word, that you were concerned about?
I guess how that day would be having to let him go. If you were doing the right decision. So, hard decision to do, but you gotta do what's best for your child. And it is scary and worrisome that you're handing your child over to someone that you don't know, and you just pray that they'll do what's best for your child and love them. And just hope that everything they said and you said that would be done gets done.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting topic, too, what you just said about, you know, hoping that what they say is what actually happens. So I know that we do hear that a lot from women as they're looking at profiles that the adoptive parents are making promises to do certain things, whether it be pictures or letters or visits or Facebook accounts or all these different things. But how, as the birth mother, do you know? What if they're not going to follow through, or do you worry that they're not going to follow through? And what does that mean? How was that for you? How did you come to a place of peace and understanding that you did believe that this was going to happen the way that everyone said it was?
I believe I felt that when I picked the family and we did that first in-person meeting at the adoption agency, just everything fell in place. And when you meet them face-to-face and you see them and you get that interaction with them, and mine, it's just been a blessing, and it's worked out very good so far. So
nice to hear.
We got lucky and blessed.
What is your relationship like now with the adoptive parents?
It's awesome. We already, like I said, got a visit when he was about 4 weeks old. There has been the Facebook account. We exchange numbers, so we talk over text and the phone. It's special. It's amazing.
Is it what you hoped it would be?
And more. It's what I hope it would be, and it turned out to be so much more, and it's just, it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Let's step back just a little bit and talk about at the time that you were putting this plan together, and it hasn't been all that long ago, a little over 2 months ago, you said, but what was the emotional part of making an adoption plan like for you?
It was a roller coaster. I mean, you're happy, you're sad, you're scared, you're worried, anxious. You waited, surprised. There's so many emotions, and it's like a roller coaster, but a good one, you know. A lot of family support, prayer, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
It was the hardest thing, but the best thing I've done.
Okay.
So I guess that's the best I can explain it.
Sure. I appreciate you trying to do that. It is, it's a hard question to answer. I know. And sometimes, you know, things are work in progress, and it's just been 2 months for you. And, it's mighty brave of you, Heather, to be here talking about this today. And I want to acknowledge that oftentimes at only 2 months after a placement, the emotions are still a little bit raw, and I get that. You do have some time under your belt now, as we said, the 2 months. And for a lot of people, as they look back over things at different time frames, they feel differently about it, or they see things through a different perspective. I'm curious how you're feeling about adoption now that you've made the adoption plan. And I guess that's the first part of my question, is how you're feeling about this choice at this stage.
I feel good. You still cry, you're still happy, but I feel really good.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay to sometimes have those days of mixed emotions too. I heard you say that it was maybe the hardest thing you've ever done, but also the best. And that's kind of a hard thing for our brains to be able to kind of figure out, when the best thing is the hardest thing.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's real hard to figure out. But you just have that feeling in your heart that you know it's the best. And sometimes you just want to curl up and cry. But you just know that it's the best life that they could have.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're doing something that you couldn't do. They need.
Thank you for sharing that. We are approaching the end of today's podcast, and I'm wondering if you have any other thoughts that you'd be interested in sharing with those that are listening today. We may have someone who is in the same position you were in a few months ago that's listening, or maybe we have a prospective adoptive family listening in today. What thoughts do you have that you would like to share with anyone?
I would just say, listen to your heart, your gut. Think long and hard about it. Like I said, it's the hardest thing, but the best thing I've done, and just be happy that you're providing someone with something that they could never have, and something that they probably tried for a very long time to get, and the child is going to be blessed, and you're going to be blessed, and they're going to be blessed, and it's just a good thing all the way around.
Heather, thank you so much for pouring your heart out today and for taking the time to be on our podcast. I appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you for letting me do this. I hope my story could help someone. And just thank you. And I'm grateful that there's something like this out there for, you know, advantage of.
Absolutely, and we're grateful for you too, and for your time today. For those of you that are listening to Adoption Focus podcast right now and interested in connecting with Adoption Associates, we would love to hear from you at 800-677-2367. Any questions or just to get additional information, you can also reach us on the web at adoptionassociates.net. You can also connect with us through a variety of social media opportunities, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We hope that you can join us 2 weeks from today. We will be talking to Megan and Greg, who are the adoptive parents of Heather's baby. And so we're just thrilled, after having heard from Heather today, to be able to hear from the people that she selected to raise her baby. And so that will be a very exciting podcast 2 weeks from today. February 20th. We look forward to hearing from them. This is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.